Yeah.
It's the Andy Summers Show on XDU. That guy quickly became not a one-hit wonder because every single thing he's released has gone to number one, I think,
seriously,
pretty much, right?
It's everything. Everything. Yeah. Everyone is obsessed with Kane Brown right now, which is cool. So today is one-hit wonder day, and I've done a deep dive. You know, I've been working in country music for a million years, and there are a lot of really great one-hit wonders. A million, yeah. You know, like Jeannie C. Riley, and also, remember, I never promised you a rose garden. Mm-hmm. The woman who sang that song, I forget what her name is right now. But yeah, so a couple one-hit wonders from way back. But looking more recently, I want to bring some of them to your attention. So let's see if you remember some of these. This song was a really big deal. It's by the band Heartland, and it was everyone's daddy-daughter dance.
I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday. But it's still
okay,
hard
so,
to give her away.
That song was released in 2006 and then made a resurgence. So it went to number one and it was bonkers popular, right? And then it came back and made a resurgence just 5 years ago because somebody's video went viral of a dad actually singing it to his daughter at her wedding. I don't know how a father can sing it and not just
break down four words in.
Absolutely. All right, so let's rewind a little bit farther than 2006 for this song by Dina Carter.
Like strawberry.
Remember this one? You have to remember this,
yes.
Dave. I know you weren't working in country music at the time, but she is. So Dina Carter is a little bit.
She wore no shoes, right?
She's a little bit bonkers.
Another thing, she wore no shoes on stage.
She wore very little of anything.
Okay.
She is definitely a hippie chick. She would wear very loose clothing on top and no shoes and. Sometimes pants, okay. But definitely nothing underneath anything.
Sounds kind of Kacey Musgraves.
She was no. Kacey Musgraves is she might enjoy having a toke every now and again. Dina Carter loves men, and that's what I'm. That's a big difference, right? She would walk. We used to do these these events back when we were allowed to talk to people in person. Yeah. You remember those days like a year ago?
Yeah.
And she would walk into the room and everybody was just like, oh, boy, because she'd be wearing like a big white blouse.
And that's it.
Okay. And she'd come in to do interviews and it's like, I have a hard time talking to you because you're
stops.
Not
yeah.
wearing anything else. So this is another big wedding song for Daddy Daughter Dance by Bob Carlyle.
Well, butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her
butterfly
hair.
Kisses. So, yeah, this song was released in 1997 and this crossed over. So, I was going to say,
I remember this. This was before I was on country music playing this song.
Yeah, this was a mega, mega hit for Bob Carlyle, like in every aspect of the word. But then one of my favorite guys, David Lee Murphy. So, you know him because he has a song with Kenny Chesney, Now Everything's Going to Be All Right. Mm-hmm. He's written a ton of music for so many other artists. But that you hear on the radio now. But this was how we were first introduced to David Lee Murphy.
It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
So even though this song was from 1994, I feel like it will never go away. It's such a fun, awesome song.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, like, he had a couple other mild songs that were on the radio. But David Lee Murphy is a force to be reckoned with when it comes to songwriting. That is the catchiest song. It's a great story song. And he has just, since then, contributed so much to country music. It's been awesome.
Wow.
So that's your one-hit wonder update.
Fresh squeeze, cage-free. Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.